This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Signature gathering has begun in Spokane on a pair of initiatives that could cause significant problems for the state's farming community.
You know, there was the initiative filed back in 2016 that would amend the municipal code, and then another one that was filed here, well, I guess just a month or so ago, that would amend the city charter. They're different, but the end goal of each is to stop the shipment of fossil fuels, coal, and oil through the city of Spokane.
The Washington Farm Bureau's Tom Davis says those same railroads are important to the ag community, which is why the laws are set up the way they are.
And in both cases, the hearing examiner has stated that local jurisdictions can't implement laws like this. Federal law has preemption authority, which means federal law trumps anything that local jurisdictions can do when it comes to movement of freight by rail. And, you know, the railroads for us here in Washington, us meaning the agricultural community, they're essential to our farm and ranch families. So anything like this that could potentially disrupt the flow of rail freight is of concern to us.
Davis says the Spokane County hearing examiner has declared both measures unenforceable. Listen tomorrow to hear the reasoning behind these two initiatives and the implications.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.